I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. A Connecticut judge has ordered the state to revamp many aspects of its public education system. The historic ruling is based on a case that started over a decade ago. The court's decision gives state officials 180 days to develop a plan to address problems that have plagued Connecticut for years. Herb Rosenthal is president of a coalition of parents, teachers, and education professionals that sued the state.
The proceedings have shown how school districts in Connecticut, particularly high-poverty school districts, have been getting shortchanged.
Over the course of the 3 hours it took him to read his 250-page ruling, Judge Thomas McCousher used words like irrational and unjustifiable to describe the state's system.
The state would rather be a little less directly responsible. It points to a tradition of local control that it almost never brings up except to get itself out of a jam.
Earlier this year, while the case was being heard, state lawmakers cut $5 million from poor districts and gave about the same amount of money to wealthy ones. Judge McCousher says the state needs a new funding formula. The court also says the state needs to change its standards for evaluating and paying teachers and how it funds special education. Connecticut has some of the highest-ranking public schools in the country, but low-income cities have schools that are among the worst performing in the nation. The state's attorney general's office is reviewing the decision and has declined to comment on whether it will appeal. The six-month trial included over 5,000 exhibits, 50 witnesses, thousands of pages of briefs, and led to over 1,000 findings of fact in the judge's decision. David DeRoche, WNPR News.